The Connecticut Department of Transportation is marking the launch of the state's first bus shelter installations under the new bus stop enhancement program. But I want to get some more details on this program. And so joining us back on the show is Josh Morgan of the DOT. Hey, Josh, it's a big day today. What's going on?
Good morning, Melissa. Yes, thanks for having me. We're super excited about the launch of the new bus stop enhancement program. So thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem. So first of all, Josh, I know you're in Hamden for the launch, but is this enhancement program going to be used at bus stops all across Connecticut? Talk a little bit about this.
Yeah, the first shelter is being installed, so we're going to cut the ribbon on that today in Hamden. But this is a four-year pilot program with some state money that we were able to get recently. And we're going to end up putting in close to 600 shelters over the next 4 years. So Hamden is going to be the first. But we're really looking at the highest ridership bus stops to start the program. So some stops in Hamden, Stamford, Bridgeport, some in Stratford, Trumbull. So we're going to be throughout the state of Connecticut this year, then moving further out to some of these other stops as the program continues for the next several years.
Okay, so when you say it's a pilot program, Josh, it sounds like this is something that, it's not like these installations are going to go away if they don't work, right? I mean, like the one that's in Hamden or the ones that's proposed for Bridgeport, Stratford, I mean, it's a matter of, do they work enough to invest in more places having them? Is that what you mean by pilot program?
Yeah, so there's obviously a cost. You know, people will probably, you know, be a little disappointed. And I know that's what we hear from riders. And this is really where the program or originated from, was from rider feedback, is that most of the shelters, about 5%, most of the bus stops, about 5% in Connecticut, don't have a shelter. It's really just a stick in the ground with the bus number. And that's not safe. That's not comfortable. It's not really providing amenities that riders would expect from a public transportation system. So when we surveyed our passengers, when we did some benchmarking, the top three things that came out was we need shelter, we need seating, and we need real-time information displays about when the bus is going to be here. So that's what we're taking that feedback and putting it into action and what we're going to do. So we had a $20 million state funding investment into this program. We also worked with the legislature to allow for the municipalities that have these bus stops to actually sell some advertisements onto them, so that can help offset the cost of the maintenance. What's good of having a shelter if it's going to be vandalized or held in not good condition? So it's a great day. We're excited. The program is really going to make a difference. Obviously, we're starting at the highest ridership stops based on the data we have, and then we're going to expand it out further. But we're very excited, and we know that the passengers are going to be really happy to see these enhancements coming across the state.
And my understanding is you're talking about even having technology, letting them know, almost like when you go to get on a train when the bus is coming, right? I mean, these are pretty nice shelter installments that you're making.
Yeah, having seating, having a covered shelter, having a digital display there, letting you know when the next buses are coming, so that real-time information display, lighting. So especially, you know, this time of year when it's, you know, getting dark at, you know, 4:30 in the afternoon, just so incredibly important. So we're, you know, very excited, thankful, obviously, to the legislature and the governor for approving the money for us to launch this program. So, yeah, we're going to have this stop in Hamden today, and then we're going to be moving throughout the state of Connecticut, really trying to enhance the customer experience, the transit experience, because there's tens of thousands of people who are using these services every single day, and we want them to be safe, we want them to be comfortable, and we want them to ride with dignity, and that's what this program is about.
I mean, and it makes sense. Look, Connecticut, I think, is making a real effort to try and use more mass transit and to encourage people to, you know, ditch the car, go for the buses, the trains, what have you. So it totally makes sense. I am curious, though, Josh Morgan's here from the DOT. How much is one of these installations, give or take, ballpark?
Yeah, they're, you know, several thousand dollars. So we have through the bus stop enhancement program, there's four different types of enhancements. That's all really based on ridership. So what on the corner of Church and Dixwell today in Hamden, that's going to be sort of the top of the line type shelter that's going to be full, you know, be have enclosed, have the seating, have the amenities we were talking about. Some other bus stop enhancements may just have the seating in a smaller shelter just because there's not going to be as many people waiting on it. But yeah, the $20 million is going to get us, you know, over 600 shelters. But that also includes the money that it takes to do the site work, the prep work. Obviously, you need to have the concrete pad and things like that that would make the shelter last. So there's a lot of work that goes into it. And a lot of these are, you know, partnerships with the municipalities, because with so many bus stops across Connecticut, the vast majority are not on state property. They're on municipal roads, municipal property. And so, yeah, just, you know, we're going to be, you know, taking out those metal posts and signs and putting in shelters. And that's really going to make a difference for riders.
Yeah. And I mean, when you hear the number you just gave, Josh, which is that you could probably with this money invest into about 600 or so stops. I mean, first of all, it makes sense that you're talking about state property versus municipal. I just did a quick search for Bridgeport. And it says here, I don't know if these numbers are accurate, but it says, I'm going to trust AI on this. There are 639 bus stops in Bridgeport. Only about 5% have shelters or benches. So about 33 of them. Again, I don't know how many of those are actually state versus city properties. But I mean, that money will run out very quickly. So again, kind of going back to your initial, you know, why this is a pilot program, what are you looking for? Are you looking to see where riders feel like there's a huge difference in having these shelters and that's how you can then go forward? Like, what kind of data do you need to get more money to create more of these shelters?
Yeah, so we have a benchmark. We did a survey in 2019 looking at all of the bus stops that we have. CT Transit actually has more bus stops than virtually any other transit agency in the country. And you're right. Thank you, AI. About 5% of the bus stops here in Connecticut currently have shelter. So we have the survey results of where there's shelters, where there's not shelters. We have the customer survey results about 60% of the riders said they're really dissatisfied with the quality of the bus stops. So can we move the needle on that? Can we improve that customer satisfaction? Can we look at the data and see, did we bring more people into public transportation or more people using these services? Because maybe they're more inclined if they know when the bus is coming, if they feel safe and comfortable waiting for the bus at one of these new shelters. So we're going to be looking at all of those metrics over the next several years and hopefully be able to make a case to get some additional funding to continue the program.
I was going to ask that really quick, Josh. Do you worry because, unfortunately, bus shelters, not just in Connecticut, but across the country, have been targeted areas for crime?
No, I mean, it's something that we look at throughout the system, whether the bus or the rail side. We have great relationships with state and local law enforcement. So if there ever were an issue, we know exactly who to call, exactly how to respond. But really, the focus is making sure that the people who are using the system feel safe, feel comfortable, and have the modern amenities that really they've come to expect and really that they deserve.
Josh Morgan, appreciate you giving us the heads up. And I do want to let people know for more information, I'm going to link the website on the bus stop enhancement program to ours, voiceofct.com, with Josh's podcast when we post it at the end of the show. Josh Morgan, thank you so much. We appreciate it.